News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, the News Talk powerhouse in North Alabama, and this is the biggest show in the afternoons across the northern part of our state. Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, by the way, if you find yourself getting outside of the broad range of our AM-FM capabilities at WVNN, which, you know, basically means like you're out of North Alabama for the most part and out of South Tennessee too, just know this, you can pick us up anywhere in the world. Does not matter. We've been doing some work on the Right Side Radio website. It has got a few things that have been retooled. You might want to check it out. Thank you to Birdman, who's been doing the work in the outhouse, getting this thing fixed up. So anyway, nonetheless, rightsideradio.org. One of the things you've got on there is an option called Listen Live. No matter where you are in the world, just go to any device, click on Listen Live. You'll see the big green button says live stream here. And I like to say, no matter where you is, there we is. I'll tell you what else Birdman's been doing too. He's been retooling some things, like pretty much every version of podcasting is now available on that same page. So you can download it through Podbean. You can get it through Google Podcasts. You can get it through Apple. All said and done, that's pretty squared away. Also, I'll also point out to you, too, on the front page of the Right Side Radio, the homepage of the website, we've got a section now set aside called Check Out Our Show Sponsors. All these team members like E-Tax Breaks and Otter Creek and ZLA and Vandy's Heating and Air and Just Love Coffee, all of them, they have hot links now. They have a picture of their logo. You can click on it, and it takes you to their personal websites, so you can check out who they are. If you forget their website or how to contact them, just go to our website. Bam, there you go. Well, I'm going to be doing the first part of my triple dipper today on, you know, I kind of euphemistically titled it, "What Are Y'all Doing to My Army?" And I say that somewhat possessively. Now, let me just say this. I wrote a piece that's on 1819 News today. It was a spinoff of what I'd done for one of my opening monologues last week called Why Do You Live Here? It's available right now. You can find it on 1819 News. It should be up on our Right Side website too soon. But all that to say, do I get frustrated with Alabama? Sure. But I love this place. And then on top of that, though, I transfer that same sentiment over to the U.S. Army. I've got a lot of years. My family's got a lot of years. I mean, literally, there is probably, what am I looking at now? Granddaddy had 32 years of service. Dad had 21. I had 30. I'm looking at right now, between those, the three of us, plus my son who's on active duty now, there's like 90 years of service in the U.S. Army. I love that institution. Am I frustrated with it? Well, by God, I am. I mean, I'm looking at it thinking, now I know, by the way, if I walked in the ranks, if I did an open ranks inspection right now, I'd still find good troops. If I had to be in the position of commander-in-chief one day and I called upon the U.S. Army to do its job, I know it can be done. However, why weaken the resolve? Why diminish the capacity? Why distract them with non-lethal operations like, I don't know, pick your pronouns, U.S. Army members? Well, we're going to talk about all that stuff, but when I start off the segment here after the next break, I'm going to talk about something else. You know, right now we're still waiting on the Supreme Court of the United States to come back and give us an indication of what's going to happen. In fact, I just looked over at the screen. Martha McCallum is saying that right now we are awaiting the SCOTUS rulings on Biden's COVID mandates. Supreme Court heard arguments last week. I wait to hear what those are. But in the middle of all the stuff about COVID, in the middle of everything it takes to examine how COVID impacts our military, I want to point out something. Article right now on Fox News that I'll unlock in more detail when we come back. Nearly twice as many of our military members have died from suicide just in the recent quarter of the year than from all of Corona since the pandemic started. How's that for a wake-up call? There are other issues, folks, in terms of taking care of the morale and welfare of our troops. It's not always about whether they got a freaking shot. Sometimes it's about making sure they have their battle buddy nearby to speak some clarity into their minds when they're in a down moment. I'm going to talk about that when we get back, but then I'll also talk about some wokeness and things that are driving, in my opinion, driving military readiness down. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We will be right back. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, you just got a text from Birdman, by the way, who made sure I knew that he had just uploaded article that's on 1819 News today. I titled it, Why Do You Live Here? It is now up on the Right Side Radio. The rightsideradio.org website as well. Thank you, Birdman. Appreciate it. I'd like to say that Copper does all the work in-house and Birdman works in the outhouse. That's the way we run things. Copper, don't you like being in the in-house rather than the outhouse?
Yes, thanks.
Anyway. Hey, listen, I'm doing the first part of my triple dipper here. I'm just saying, what are y'all doing to my army? I know that sounds possessive. There it is. I got a great sense of ownership and truthfully, sort of a pride, not a pride in the wrong sense, but a pride for having participated for 30 years in uniformed service, and I can't stand seeing things being done that just, in my opinion, hurt the organization, hurt the mission, or for that matter, more specifically, hurt the troops. And I want to make sure I point out an article because before I get into all of the stuff out there right now, the things that infuriated me as I began to look at the news and resource the show for the day, because I got paper. I got lots of paper, all highlighted and ready to roll here. But I came across an article I thought, I cannot see that and not talk about it. FoxNews.com reported over the weekend. Here's the title of the article. Nearly twice as many military members died from suicide July through September than from coronavirus since the pandemic start. So what we're saying there is in, what was that, Q3? That's third quarter of 2021. We had more military members that died from suicide than from the coronavirus. By the way, those are actual uniformed service members. Those are not retirees. Those aren't veterans. So here's the stats. Over 150 members of the U.S. military took their own lives in the third quarter of 2021, which represents a greater total than the number of service members who have died from the coronavirus since the start of the pandemic. God, that's awful. According to data released by the Pentagon, 163 service members committed suicide in Q3 of 2021, which broke down into, here you go, 70 active duty service members, 56 reserve members, and 37 members of the National Guard. So they're all people whose contract or terms of enlistment are still ongoing in one form or fashion. It says that nearly twice as many members of the U.S. military died of suicide in that time frame than have died from the coronavirus during the entire pandemic as of January 8th, this weekend. 86 members of the military have died from corona. 86. 86. We have discharged more for not wanting to get a shot. We have literally downgraded our military, despite the fact that out of a million plus in uniform service, 86 have died from the coronavirus. I'll tell you one of the reasons why that is. One of the reasons is because that is one of the fittest sections of our society. Think about it. They all go through physicals. They all have everything it takes. They all, you know, they get hopefully, you know, fed better. They all do PT, physical training. And so they obviously have been screened out for what are often referred to these days as comorbidities. Comorbidities are those things, those underlying conditions that you have that might be exacerbated by COVID. So if you already have a heart flutter or heart condition, if you have a lung condition, COVID may impact you harder, but you're not going to have those conditions very likely and still be in uniformed service because you've been screened and very likely deemed, you know, ineligible for service, or perhaps you're being treated for it well because it was discovered. All that to say, we're finding out right now that CDC's numbers typically indicate now, they wouldn't tell us before, but now we're learning that what's happened along the way is that the vast majority of deaths with COVID in the nation have been due to a combination with up to four comorbidities in the person's life. Now, it's still tragic nonetheless, but what it's telling you is if you have a segment of society like the U.S. military that is screened for comorbidities and is in good physical health and has good nutrition, that they are less likely to be impacted, and yet we're screening them out right now. We're discharging them. But yet what is more egregious right now is the fact that twice as many have died from suicide in one quarter of the previous year, than have died from corona in the entire pandemic. Are you hearing what I'm saying? More military members in some form of uniform capacity right now, whether it be active, reserve, or guard, have died from suicide than have died in all of the pandemic from corona. Let that sink in. And folks, let me just tell you, if you or someone you know, uniformed or not, is thinking that there is no other recourse, there's no hope, there's no other solution for you than but to take your own life, I just want to challenge you. Find someone to talk to. Do not sit on your own and dwell on it. Find someone. There are veterans helplines available to those in the uniformed services, and there are any number of services available to anyone in society. Do not think you're there. I found that stat sobering. I had to bring it up. Now, let me tell you something. The military, though, and I'm going to move on into my segment, what are y'all doing to my army? What is happening? Do not think for a second that the world is a safe place, because it's not. I think it's less safe right now than it's been in quite a while, in part because of current leadership. Weak leadership causes bullies to stand up taller, if you know what I'm saying. Just go ahead and take that for what it's worth. In my opinion, Phil Williams talking just right here on Right Side Radio. You heard it at 2:42 p.m. on January 10th. Weak leadership draws bullies out. It just does. Strong leadership keeps bullies in their place. Weak leadership just brings the bullies out. Well, the Iran Revolutionary Guard commander, the IRGC commander, keep in mind, they're not a near-peer adversary, but they are certainly a fomenter of trouble around the world. Well, the leader of Iran's Revolutionary Guard Corps just recently warned, this is dated this weekend, Fox News again, January 8th, that the United States will face revenge for having taken out their General Soleimani. Remember last year, or actually 2020, President Trump's administration took out General Soleimani, who was one of the biggest purveyors of terrorism and fomenting of disrest around the world, unrest around the world. Well, now in this leadership, notice they didn't say it before when Trump was in office, but now here we are 1 year into Biden's administration, less than a year actually, and they are now threatening that there will be revenge and that it will come from within the United States. That's what he says. He says it will come from within the homes of Americans, Brigadier General Ismail Ghani said, as he spoke on the second anniversary of what they call the martyrdom of General Soleimani. He says, the revenge has begun. Americans will be uprooted from the Middle East. Okay, that's the world in which we live. Hey, I got a caller on line four. I'll take that before I keep moving on. Line four, Brian from Huntsville. Hey, Brian, how you doing today, man?
Doing well, sir. And I thought I'd, and hoo-ah to you.
Hoo-ah.
The chaplain, even though I was not converted at that time, I was Cold War vet, was always very good at helping everybody out. So even though I wasn't converted at that point to Christianity, I was wondering, that chaplain had a lot of good advice for me. And then as far as leadership goes, the leaders make a decision. Don't leave people out in la-la land.
Yeah.
That was it, sir.
Hey, outstanding call. Thanks for your service again, Brian, as always, man. Hoo-ah. Yeah, he's right. You know, if you didn't hear it, I did my opening segment. I called it The Tale of Two Chaplains. I told the story about the four chaplains who went down with the ship after saving any number of lives in World War II. But I told the story of two chaplains, one who did not seem to understand that he brought value to the unit, and he did nothing. And the other one, who did everything he could and went everywhere with his troops and changed lives and encouraged people and made a difference in that unit. He brought cohesion to that unit. He was literally, to me, one of the force multipliers within the ranks. Good word. And then leadership, absolutely. All right, well, let me look at some things here that are happening. All right, I found two articles, one on military.com and one on armytimes.com, which I think they run together. And by the way, if you are not familiar, do not think for a second that because it has a name like armytimes.com or military.com that it must be conservative and favorable to the military. Oh, no. Oh, no, no. Oh, no, no, no. That would not be true. Do they report things the military cares about? Yeah. But it's a lot like AL.com. AL.com here in Alabama typically reports things that Alabamians care about, but they put their spin on it. At some point, you begin thinking if you just read AL.com every day, you're not going to be very proud of where you live. Well, the same would be true now, I would say, of Army Times and Military.com. They just seem to be like on some kind of a hit parade right now of sort of diminishing the value of the military. It's just weird. But here's the deal. First article I see, dated this past Friday. Yeah, Military.com. Army officer relieved of command, facing discharge over racist social media posts. Now, I'm going to be honest. I went in this skeptical. I wanted to hear what it was. I do think he probably got a little side, like basically showed a lack of wisdom. But they kept giving the examples of what he had posted, and I don't recall them being racist like the headline in tones, but he's about to lose his job nonetheless. So Lieutenant Colonel Michael Spillane, a medical officer with the 7207th Medical Support Group based out of Webster, New York, he apparently is being discharged right now or facing removal after what the article says, he peddled racist opinions to his troops and peppered his social media accounts with a consistent flow of outlandish posts attacking public officials. Okay, that's a pretty rough opening. It says Lieutenant Colonel Michael Spillane, first of all, wrote a memo to his soldiers. Now, here's where he went into his official capacity. This is where he first of all screwed up, by the way. He inflicted upon his troops through an official capacity his views. All right. But when you read his views, in the memo, he warned them of the medical crisis created by China. Okay, let that sink in. How not awful is that? And that, quote, peaceful assemblies have turned into riots and looting and shooting. And this is in June of 2020. Okay. I think those are just stating the truth. However, I don't know why he felt the need to do it in an official memo to his own troops. That got on his commander's radar, and they took issue with it. They deemed those offensive and inflammatory comments. Okay. But then he goes on to say, in a bizarre memo to his troops, it says, it began reviewing Uniform Code of Military Justice recommendations. It says troops are allowed to share political views, but regulations that are deemed offensive cannot be contrary to the Army values. Then it went on to say he had offensive memes on his Facebook account. One of those poked fun at President Barack Obama, who's no longer president, but he's a former commander-in-chief. But because he substituted Obama's face onto a cream of wheat box, that was deemed to be in poor taste at the very least, if not racist. So, okay, it was deemed racist, even though it didn't say anything racist. It just said, you know, here you go. And then it went on to say multiple posts by Spillane appeared to be sympathetic to the Confederacy. Doesn't say he was sympathetic. It has one post that shows an image of a Confederate flag. And it says, if this symbol represents racism in America, so do these. And it shows logos for the Democrat Party, the NAACP, and the Hispanic Scholarship Fund. I get it. The guy was an idiot, first of all. And if he's got that poor a judgment, he probably doesn't need to be in command. So I have no problem with military, you know, disciplining somebody for showing such poor taste and such poor judgment. The article overreacts to it by claiming that he was a Confederate flag-waving racist. But nonetheless, when I get back from this break, Copper, go ahead and move us to a break. When I get back from the break, I'm gonna tell you about sort of what I call the incongruency of the way the Army is dealing with this, because the next thing I've got is the same day Army Time article. Somebody who attended, an officer who attended a Black Lives Matter protest and then wrote an op-ed that was published in papers criticizing his own command. Well, they overturned his reprimand. He's fine. So, folks, I'm just saying, one set of rules, please. Just one set of rules. We'll talk about it when I get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. What are they doing to my Army? We'll be right back. News Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative. Yep, just plain right. Hey, listen, I'm going to keep on with this topic for a while because I got too much paper here to stop. But nonetheless, let me just continue the theme of where I was a moment ago. So the topic of this part of the Triple Dipper, I'm calling this, what are you doing to my army? So the U.S. Army is a, you know, historically solid, reliable organization. And I'm not saying it's not now. It is. But what troubles me is when you watch it become the place where social justice is experiments are taking place, where, you know, it's the place where any administration can get their policies through and show the world what they're doing and, you know, like vaccine mandate. It just irritates the crap out of me because what are they there for? The U.S. Army is there to fight and win wars and to defend the life, limb, and property and the Constitution of the United States. Period. End of story. They're not there to become, you know, the melting pot of social justice. They're not there to become the petri dish from which we experiment and bring, you know, enlightenment to the world. They're not there for that purpose. They're to break stuff and kill people and fight off the enemy and defend the interests of the United States. Period. They are the military action of the foreign policy of the United States. They are the defenders of the borders, if it came down to it. All right, so I just told you a minute ago about one Army officer who is facing discharge, who's been relieved of his command. He's a reservist who, when I read the article, though, I mean, the article made him out to be like this glaring racist who's walking around in a white hood. And I'll just be honest with you, he sounds more like a knucklehead than a racist. So I look at this and I think, okay, all right, you know what? I see some things in there that if I were his commander, I would have taken issue with, like writing a memo to the troops, but inflicting the troops with your opinion. Can't do that. Stick to the facts. Stay in your lane, so to speak. However, some of the other things that have been sensationalized about being overly racist, he was sympathetic to the Confederacy. Well, my gosh. I mean, okay, anyway, I would call those subjective pronouncements, if you will, by others who were judging what he did. Because does he sound like a knucklehead? Probably. Does he sound like a racist? I don't think so. But then what's the standard? Where are the rules? ArmyTimes.com, dated the same date, January 6th, 2002. I'm going to tell you when we get back about a Army review board that is looking right now at having overturned a reprimand against another National Guard officer who attended a Black Lives Matter protest and then wrote an op-ed in the local newspapers denouncing his leadership for daring to question it. And he's got his reprimand overturned and he's fine. There's two sets of rules here, apparently. What are you doing to my army? Well, that was a short segment, but I think because I ran long the first time. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative, just plain right. I got more of that when we get back from this break. What are they doing to my army? Come on. We'll be right back.